the 10th day of the month, ye shall afflict your souls and do no work at all, whether it be one of your own country or a stranger that sojourneth among you. For on that day shall the priest make an atonement for you to cleanse you, that you may be clean from all your sins before the Lord. It shall be a Sabbath of rest unto you, and ye shall afflict your souls by a statute forever. And the priest whom he shall anoint, and whom he shall consecrate to minister in the priest's office in his father's stead, shall make the atonement, and shall put on the linen clothes, even the holy garment, and he shall make an atonement for the holy sanctuary, and he shall make an atonement for the tabernacle of the congregation, and for the altar, and he shall make an atonement for the priest, and for all the people of the congregation. And this shall be an everlasting statute unto you, to make an atonement for the children of Israel for all their sins, once a year, and he did as the Lord commanded Moses. Now, today, what I want to talk about, these five verses, six verses, I'm going to talk about the order of God's atonement. The order of his atonement. And it's laid out pretty matter of fact. Now, there are other things. I got seven, but there are other things, especially in the first beginning of this chapter, that I have that certain amount of confidence about. But I want to speak about the atonement, because it's important. The atonement, the cleansing, cannot be spoken of outside of the necessary sacrifice. And he deals with that in the first part. He mentions it here, that it is offered, that it goes in this present order, that this is the word of the Lord to Moses, telling him what Aaron is supposed to do. The high priest. This is the will of the high priest. And the high priest. Because he starts it off here, the first thing I've got, actually, is that it must happen at God's appointed time. God revealed his way of atonement in the Old Testament in type, and he brought it forth in fullness, and in reality, in Jesus Christ. But this is the order that we were given through Moses, by God. This is a statute forever unto you, that in the seventh month, on the 10th day of the month, this is the day. On that day, you shall afflict your soul. This is the day that the Lord has chosen for the day of atonement. Now, there is an order. He sacrifices. He speaks. The day of atonement. He has the spring season and he has the fall season. This is the first one of the fall. Now, it says the seventh month, which for us would be July, but this is the Jewish calendar, and usually right now, I think it shows up in September. It's not really that. That's when the day of atonement, Yom Kippur. And that's by the Jewish religious calendar, not the Jewish secular calendar, which they have one of those too. But this is the day that is set aside. It's true even in the type. God has appointed it. But this is that there is a time for every person under the heaven. And God. We don't get to pick the time. crucified by wicked hands. He died, was buried, resurrected. All exactly on the schedule of time. Everything is done according to God's time, not ours. And redemption. Was shed. He resurrected from the dead and went to the Father in the heavens exactly on purpose. Now the second thing I noticed here is our Father. Still in verse 29. Our Father is no less. Before that, it says another thing which I find highly significant. Afflict your soul. This is a day of atonement. Afflict your soul, but, and, do no work. What sin is. Sin is an offense against God, not against man. It may be against man also. You can sin against your neighbor, but in sinning against your neighbor, you can sin against God. And this is the day of atonement where these sins are to be paid for. You are to afflict your soul. You are to contemplate what you have done. This is not done unknowingly. It's done knowingly, and you do no work. Don't work. That's hard thing for a man to do sometimes. I want to do something. The world is doing all kinds of things. They'll tell you to come, they'll tell you to kneel, they'll tell you to pray, they'll tell you to do it. No, this says, stay, you can't do no work. Afflict your soul. Think about what you have done. That might help you keep from doing something else. Yeah. That's our part to do. No work. At all. No work at all. This is a day about our sins against God. This is a day of punishment for our sins. Right here, on this day, seventh month, the tenth day, something, this day, is going to die. You're not going to be punished, but there is going to be punished. Your blood's not going to be shed, but blood's going to be shed. That blood is going to be shed. It doesn't say afflict your body. These old Catholic cults that have been over in the times past, they used to like to whip themselves. You know? I don't know if I'm going to go back. People get stupid things in their mind because they're stupid. And they're corrupt. And they're falling. And they think by punishing themselves, hurting themselves, that somehow makes up for their sin against God, but this book says, you do no work. Afflict your soul, don't afflict your body. It's not going to work. Matter of fact, it's another sin you're adding on. David said, how wonderfully and marvelously I am made. Let me hit myself with a belt. I don't think he added that one. But whatever God needs. Be a holy convocation unto you, and ye shall afflict your soul, and offer an offering made by fire unto the Lord, and ye shall do no work in that same day. I just read that again. I'm sorry. To make an atonement for you before the Lord your God, for whatsoever soul it be that shall not be afflicted in that same day, he shall be cut off. Verse 30. Whatsoever soul it be that doeth any work in that same day, the same soul will I destroy. from God the order and type and shadows and instructions concerning the sacrifice. What he told Moses was that he took the sacrifice. He told what to bring on the field. He told the weight of it. He told what to bring on the Day of Atonement. He told what to do on Passover. He told what God has given us these instructions. We are told in the New Testament, they are shadows, they are types of what was to come. It is what we call, for lack of a better term, a progressive revelation of our Lord Jesus Christ in the Scripture. You could hear it today. Hear it today. And you could line upon line upon line. And you are building, God is building up this revelation of the being a little bit of himself. A little bit of his son, all throughout the Scripture. Today is Passover. As I mentioned, last time I talked about it, Passover is a type of justification. Passover is a type of justification. Passover is a type of justification. And in that Passover, the blood had to be on the doorpost. The lamb was shed, the blood was put on the doorpost. We're in there eating. Now, the punishment for that time did it. The first blood was the blood. And God said, when I see the blood, I will not forgive you. Now, that first four may have been this big. They've just been a little baby. And that firstborn didn't know anything. So the blood was there. But now we get to the Day of Atonement. This is a picture of souls that you know that. This is something now you can't know. This is a punishment for your sin. And it is supposed to afflict your soul. Sin is supposed to affect you. And you are to feel guilty. Psychology today notwithstanding. You should feel bad about what you did. You should. There's too many people out there right now trying to make everybody feel good. God says, afflict your soul and do no work. I'm going to do the work for you. If you have afflict your soul, you're going to know it. You're going to know. If you're in the congregation, you're going to know it's the Day of Atonement. And it's because of your sin. In this case, the bread. We don't pick the high priest, the sacrifice, or anything else. It's all God's will. I'm telling you, laying it straight out. In this next verse, verse 31, it comes back to us again. He starts off telling us today. Then he tells us to afflict our souls and do no work. Then he says, I'm going to do the work for you. So then he comes back to us and says, it shall be a Sabbath of rest. And ye shall afflict your souls by a statute forever. So here's our part. Afflict your soul. Do no work. I like that stuff. it is for our And the priest whom he shall anoint and whom he shall consecrate to minister in the priest's office in his father's stead shall make the atonement and shall put on the linen clothes, even the Holy Ghost. Guess what? The atonement is by God's high priest. I believe it says it in another spot. Shall be anointed, and the ones who are anointed are the ones God said to them. Because Walter talked about it, actually mentioned it last week. God chose Aaron over the others of the congregation because he dropped it back. God also chose Aaron's success. He shall consecrate to minister. Now the word consecrate means to be full. High priest shall be anointed with oil and filled full to the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob chooses who will offer sacrifice. Atonement was typical, a type of the true atonement to come. And what we have in the New Testament is the Father showing us the Father chose the Son just like the rest of the world to be the one who atoned. This is my beloved Son. Here in the Old Testament had to offer that sacrifice, that blood, for himself. Excuse me. Before he could even enter the Holy Ghost. He had to shed blood for himself. Why? Because he was a man. Aaron was a man. And we've already seen some of the things Aaron had done. There was this golden calf that jumped out of a fire maker. Melchizedek blessed Abraham, Father Abraham. Melchizedek blessed him. Paul, or the writer of the who says it. The elect is always just of the battle. What's he saying there? Melchizedek was better than Abel. I do believe Melchizedek was a Christophe, an appearance of Christ on earth. Before he came of Christophe. Right? But I don't know anybody else without beginning of days and without end of days. And I've seen these preachers, oh, I bless these people, Lord. I'm not talking about priests sprinkling water. They do that too. I'm talking about preachers, so-called preachers, who are trying to pronounce a blessing. I can't give you my blessing, and then it's not worth having. Blessing. I mean, I've seen these guys that get up the whole blessing and blessing and my goodness. I think God will. I can't give my blessing. Well, my kids are blessing. That's the order of priests. Still, Jesus is the right hand of the Father, ever living to make intercession for us. We don't have a priest in heaven who can't be touched with infirmity. He's been here. He knows what this world's like. He walked on it. Substitution. It had to be the death of an acceptable, innocent substitute. That's actually in verse 3. Thus, Aaron, thus shall Aaron come into the holy place with a young bullock, a sin offering, and a ram for a burnt offering. There is no atonement. Without shedding of blood, there is no need. Death by itself is not enough. justifier of them which believe in him. Because he paid the price for all. The Lord laid on him. Verse 33. When I was talking, Nathan, there's a place. There's a place. Verse 33, he says, now this is the Old Testament. This is the high priest. He shall make an atonement for the holy sanctuary. He shall make an atonement for the tabernacle of the congregation and for the altar. And he shall make an atonement for the priest and for all the people of the congregation. Places were on this cursed earth, and this cursed earth is cursed. The place of the atonement. The Holy Place. Christ entered in once into the holiest place in the heavens. Not the place of the atonement. And offered his precious blood for the atonement of his people. And this atonement. Make an atonement for the children of Israel for all their sins. And this continued to be the ordained way of God until Christ came. And the veil was rent from him. There's a reason that veil was rent from him. When he died, it split. And we're told that. This was the way ordained by God for everything to be done. Atonement is forever. Hebrews 10, we are sanctified by the offering of the body of Jesus Christ once. And then further on it says, for by one offering. There's only one. There's only one atonement, true atonement, real atonement. Forever, then that we charity